We've been getting Moderna, and we like that one. It's very easy to administer. The Johnson & Johnson, the one-shot dose, just is not coming in the numbers that we need to get that deployed across the state. So, quite frankly, I think it's going to be a couple months before we would even see that in our county, just because there's not enough of those doses out in the pipeline.
All right, and just speak to this critical access aspect of being able to benefit, and then because of that, kind of be included in this pilot project. There's only nine of these, I call them basically hubs throughout the state that are getting this, and in Aledo and Mercer County is one of those. So I guess, can you, I mean, that to me is pretty important for the healthcare community here that you got this. So can you react to getting that? Because everybody's not getting it. And then what do you think it really, you talked about it. What does it really mean to get something like that?
It's really it's again a great benefit to our community, and it's a recognition that our rural communities in Illinois have not had access to the vaccine like some of our other locations, right? So that was recognized. And so when the governor's office and IDPH looked across the state, they focused in on those nine critical access hospitals that were doing a good job of deploying the little bit of vaccine that they had. And they said, hey, you've demonstrated success. We want to further enhance, doses getting out to rural, and you guys are going to be the partners to do that.
So this will start the 13th of March. So every Saturday, you said 8 to noon, and they just need to call what number should they call?
They should call the clinic number at 582-9450. You do not have to be a clinic patient. We're taking all comers. So 582-9450.
And they'll the shot will be administered at the clinic location then too, right?
It will. So we're running that out of our clinic location Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9, or I'm sorry, 8 a.m. to noon. And so we've got a full parking lot, empty exam rooms, and we'll be able to get 400 vaccines done.